Hello students, so today we will cover our chapter 10, that is the challenges in India for logistics sectors. Okay, so of course before that we, you know, from the day one we have understand the logistic industry, how the logistic industry has been grown, then the e-commerce, how it takes place, then how the quick commerce take place. Then we understood the e-commerce entire network design, what are the technologies we are using for that, what are the quick commerce network design is there, you know? So we understood all the parameters that what we are at present we are enjoying in the e-commerce world. Okay, but yes, there are some like, you know, from traditional logistic to e-commerce logistic, that what we have transformed, but there are still challenges are there, like as I discussed in my previous technology in logistic lecture as well, that of course there are ERP, WMS and TMS we have been worked so far, but yes, when it comes to drones and driverless vehicles, then we yet to achieve. So same thing, there are challenges are there which has to be addressed, not only on an organization level, it has to be morely addressable on the governmental level, the state government level, the state, central government level. Some of the initiatives are already taken by the governments itself, but yes, there are some areas which we really need to focus. So of course, you know, we'll understand in today's session of this entire challenges in logistics sectors. Okay, so yeah, what are the major challenges that we are facing in India, that what we are going to see? Okay, the high order intensity ratio, which is, you know, receiving bulk loads of order, transportation roadblocks, terrible road infrastructures, rail tariff and port and shipping problems. Okay, so it's not that, you know, we have challenges of one mode of a transport, you know. Road has its own challenges, rail network has its own challenges, and of course shipping port operation has its own challenges. So we'll understand that topic, we'll cover those topics in today's session. Okay, then we will see what are the in terms of labor management, what are the challenges that what we are facing, the warehousing issues, of course the taxation disturbance, that what we are going to see. Then we'll see the government policies and where the actual bottlenecks are creating, you know, on the other side, what are the customer mindsets are growing day by day. Okay, of course the fuel cost is the major area that we need to understand, and yes, shortages of blue collar staff, that is driver and delivery staff. So overall we'll conclude all these topics in today's sessions. Okay, yeah. So e-commerce logistics sector is, you know, the goods have to move from point A to B, you know, that's the core objective of any logistics. Okay, but goods have to move, whether it is B2B movements or factory to factory or factory to retailers, or even from retailer to customer or retailer to warehouse to the end. So there is a large underlying opportunity, and that is the logistic industry would be key enabled on India's journeys to become $5 trillion economy. You know, the logistic industry in India can easily call the backbone of any sector. You know, I mean, just imagine, logistics is everywhere, whether you go in pharma, whether you go in heavy industrial engineering, whether you take FMCG, retail, e-commerce, everywhere logistic is there. So without logistic, we cannot imagine any sector or any organization with that. So logistic is, you know, even the agricultural products that has to be bring it in the market. So that also you need a logistics. So logistic is a vital industry. The logistic is a vital role play in our India's growth. Okay. So the biggest boost to the growth of the logistic industry is coming from increasing consumer demand, particularly in tier 2, tier 3 sections of the country. Okay, so normally what happened after freedom of our country, the first 30, first 30, 40 years, I mean, up to 90s, you know, the metro cities are very dominant in terms of consumptions, in terms of executions, in terms of development. These are very, very dominant cities, you know. But later on, I mean, last 10 years, if we go back and if you look into it, then the tier 2 and tier 3 cities also coming. They are also rising their demand. You know, the lifestyle is also improving. So that create the huge impact of in terms of the demand of from tier 2 and tier 3, you know. And this is beginning further fueled by the revolutionary growth being seen in e-commerce, which is leading to logistic companies responding with new innovations. And since logistic is the most critical ingredient of the success of all online business, okay. So yes, over the last many years, the Indian logistic industry has been a significant growth, you know, I mean, 14% of GDP, much higher than most of other comparable economies where the average logistic cost is around 8 to 10% of GDP. Okay. According to India's World Bank Logistic Performance Index, that is called LPI, is continuously slipping. In 2018, India dropped to the 44th positions. Okay. So, yes, our economy is growing, but yes, there are challenges in logistics which has to be addressed on a very priority basis. Okay, so National Logistic Policy, that is NLP, is the right step in the direction of the removing those inefficiency. NLP is a national logistic policy. This is driven by the central government. They prefer the proper SOPs, you know. This is driven by the central ministers, what do's and what don't, that has to be categorized or mapped with the help of the state governments. And NLP is basically aimed to be streamlined in the strengthening India's logistics sector, promoting the seamless movement of goods across the country and increasing the ease of doing businesses for the across the mode of transportation, that is road, rail, and this port operations as well. Okay, so that is the thing. And one thing is more familiar, that what I on my personal experience, I would say, you know, before introducing of GST, there was multiple taxes. I mean, there was a LPT tax, there was the other RTO tax. Now every tax has been moved out. Okay, at the time of when the introduction of GST has already brought some efficiency to the system, which can be also been reduced to turn around for the trucks by 18 to 20%. Okay, I mean, the number of documents has absolutely drastically reduced, and that's the best achievement of GST implementation is there in terms of road transportation, because otherwise, you know, in every check post you have to show the multiple documents, and if one of the documents has misplaced, then the vehicles obstacles issues was there. Okay, so that's the overall GST involvement is done very beautifully of this government. Okay, so infrastructure is one of the biggest challenge at present facing Indian logistics sector, has been a major deterrent to the growth. Okay, this is the major obstacle for any growth. Okay, so this industry is plagued by infrastructure problem, like, you know, bad road, poor connectivity, and the insufficient capacity for air and sea port. I mean, recently you have seen the road issues and the air fleet facilities issues. Most of the times, you know, we don't have get a time to get a proper runway. So that's the congestion, that's the load of any airport operation is facing. Okay, same thing with the trains as well. You know, the trains are not up to the mark, which is actually for the goods movement is there. So of course, you know, train, when it comes to train development, of course the passenger, we saw Vande Bharat and everything, it's a well advanced train. But when it comes to cargo trains are still cargo train sector is still moving very slow. That has to need be very sped, whereas we can use the alternate model as a rail travel. Okay, and yes, alternative transportation method like inland water transport are all neglected. I mean, as you can see in many US and Europe cluster, you can see the inland water transportation method. But when it comes to India, it's still not grown, and we have multiple opportunities. I mean, We have many rivers which is connected to sea. So you know, we can see, we can connect state within the water through the inland water transport, but still it is not happening. So that is the major challenges, like, you know. So once if we develop inland water transport, then automatically we will depend on the roads transport dependency. So, you know, that's how we need to find out the other alternatives of mode of transport. Okay, due to infrastructure bottleneck, cost per transactions in the Indian logistics sectors are very high compared to those in the developed market, like as I expressed, the US and the Europe clusters. Okay, so that's how the logistic challenges are being really a challenge. Okay, so out of this, what I feel is no major challenge India's facing logistic sector is the high order intensity ratio. Now, what is high order intensity ratio and receiving bulk loads of order? You know, so every Indian logistic company has faced this type of issues, like receiving a bulk load of order, then would break into their back end while trying to keep it up to supply chain time. You know, so considering the high volumes of order received, it get difficult to prioritize order and deliveries while juggling too much on the little time. So that's the, you know, that totally affect on ETA, that is expected time of arrival. So depending on this season, festival time is the best example of mass delay. You know, we have seen that, you know, most of the times we have ordered, but we don't get that at the time of Diwali, during Diwali, Dashera, or the New Year things. We don't get shipments on time. So that's the major challenge. Okay. Of course, the most challenge is the transportation roadblocks, terrible road infrastructures. I mean, if you go and see the highway to highway, we have at least a feasible highway condition. But when it comes to highway to the city, it's completely blockage. The huge vehicle once goes into the normal routes, the normal lanes, then the traffic congestion is there. So there is no proper a way of mode of transportation in the highway to highway this thing, you know. Traffic congestion creates multiple checkpoints, toll stations, some issues where logistic company lose a lot of money in that. Okay, and in India, predominantly mode of freight cargo transportation is via road only. I mean, almost 60-70% cargo moved by road, and hardly 28% is moved by rail. You know, so as I said, rail network is absolutely oversaturated, and it's high rail tariff. Most movements of goods is done by road transport only. So that's the area that rail transport has to be a very effective, very in terms of speed, that has to be very improved, because that's the only way where we can reduce our road transportation dependency if we get optional rail these things. So rail tariff is something which we really need to improve. The high cost of rail transportation, the hike in the rail tariff, because there is no regulations in the hike in the rail tariff, especially on goods transportation. They don't have the exact positive impact, you know. So Indian railways do suffer from a congested network. In terms of ETA, they don't have any proper commitment when it comes to rail transport. Okay, seasonal problems such as flood during monsoon, I mean, several injuries have been there, several life has gone. So every year causes a huge loss to the logistic companies of India. Okay. Of course, same thing, port and shipping has also problem at there, you know, too much waiting of a point, you know, shipping goods from point A to B takes the largest and longest time among the possible modern of transport. I mean, unfortunately, unprofessional train people, overstuffed berth, delay evacuations of cargo, you know, cost the logistic companies a lot. I mean, I've seen that many seaport operations that they don't have a proper port, that, you know, that's the reason 2 to 3 days the ships on getting on anchoring, and to get a proper dock, it takes almost a week for some of the ships in our Indian port. So that's the unfortunate tragedy is there. So that's where we need to really work on it, And yes, that's the overall challenges. So here, of course, I mean, we understood the challenges and what are the things that we can improve on that. So yeah, technology is the major criteria. Of course, I mean, the technology adoption is the another challenge, you know, because what happened is, you know, let's say suppose a big company like FedEx want to develop a technology. Okay, FedEx can develop, but what about the other vendors, the small vehicle vendors? They don't want, they are little bit hesitant to accept the technologies. So that's the other challenge. We have to train them. I mean, that is again the overhead cost going on for the every logistic industries, you know. As I said, lack of skilled and specialist person. There are serious lack of skilled person and specialist in the logistics sector in India. To save on capital, companies also compromise on the training of their logistics staffs and their payment. Eventually, these companies will face the problems like high labor turnover, increased training cost, and underperforming human resources, you know. And as I discussed, the slower adoption, you know, we in India, we are a little bit hesitant for any newer technologies adoption, you know. When we compare the logistics supply chain of more efficient countries like Japan and US, it always, you know, we feel like, you know, what is happening all around us, you know. So nobody wants to improve the technology, but yes, that's the challenges of logistic technologies. And of course, warehousing issues, if you are well aware, most of, even today, as you can see, our farmers, they don't have a proper facilities of storage of grains. In terms of they don't have the cold storage facility. Cold storage is one of the this is what I feel personally, that is the real challenge of our logistics. I mean, you can see a normal warehouse, but it's very difficult that you can see a cold storage facilities. So even till today, we have a cold storage requirement is very, very less warehouses with the proper equipment. So cold chain is the another area that we really needs to focus on that thing. Of course, the warehouses facility, the land prices getting increases, so that's the reason high rental cost in major cities. Of course, most of the warehouses it's outskirt cities only, but it's heavy rent, and that's the even though some of the storage warehouses, they don't have the proper storage space, proper racking system. You have seen some warehouse was very in shabby condition, some water leakage, some drainage leakage here and there everywhere. So that's kind of the warehouse, the facility issues that what we are facing. The another is the taxation discrepancy. I mean, though GST as well covered, but again, the zonal permit law, the taxation, the other road system tax law, that clearly impact logistics and the timing delivery due to the lengthy process. It almost waiting for the approval, and the logistic efficiency that's really affect, you know, in a very bad way, you know. So with the passage of time and globalization, the customer experience has also changed manifold. The industry competitors, they want new things. Customers' mindset is already changed. They want everything very quickly, less than 2 days or within the next day, you know. Also, the overall expectations of customer increases when e-commerce organization like Amazon have international streamlined their entire logistic process. So logistic challenge is not just the infrastructural challenge, the consumer behavior, the end user consumer behavior is also they have also changed. Of course, I mean, it's not about challenge, but it's the area which we need to focus, you know. The on the one side, the customer expectation day by day rising, but on the other hand, we are facing the basic infrastructural issues. So that's the overall industry is facing. Of course, we are talking about sustainability, but still the major of our vehicles, the heavy industries vehicles, that is purely depend on the fossil fuels, the diesel and the petrol. The costs are getting more and more increase. So that's the reason freight tariffs are absolute fluctuate every day, every month. So it is not things. And of course, with this, fuel is not subject to GST, but still fuel prices are rise. The fuel some in some state fuel prices are very differ from state to state. So that's the major challenge. And of course, the labor is the another challenge. Like as I said, blue collar labor have the major challenge. Like we don't have the proper drivers, proper delivery staffs. You know, most of the times you have seen, you know, drivers are drunk and they found in accident. Even delivery staffs, as you've seen the many complaints you have got from delivery, you know, like they split everywhere, they misuse, they misbehave with a customer. In a lot of cases, this has been worked. So these are the areas which at present Indian logistics are facing very badly. So how to overcome? I mean, these are the challenges. Yes, these are the challenges, but this is our generation that we need to focus. Like we really need to work on it. Like how we can encourage our people in terms of civic sense, in terms of we can encourage to government, we can push pressure on government that to improve things on a very rapid scale. So yes, that's the challenge, of course. But when it comes to as an individual, we can be we can play a vital role, of course. So now when we are talking about any logistic firm, okay, so we should take initiatives. I mean, once when you will be a part of any logistic companies, I mean, personally, I have taken CSR activities part, you know, where I can train drivers. What are the things necessary? I mean, 8-hour sleep is necessary for drivers. You know, so the driver study material that what we have made particularly, so that drivers can, they cannot face the fatigue and everything. So see, there are areas which can control by ourselves, and there are areas which can control by government. Of course, government is doing their own duties on they are doing their role, but the challenges that where we can handle at our way, that we can handle, I think where we really need to focus on that. At least for blue collars, for delivery, for drivers, we can train, we can do the things, you know, and that's the area that we really improve. And of course, we should, that's the reason we should take help of artificial intelligence, where we can see the how we can improve the speed. I mean, I'll just give you the example. In logistic companies, we normally nowadays, you know, that there is a counter, a watch has been conducted in every dock. I mean, they some logistic companies are giving extra perks to, you know, the vehicle unload at very minimum speed. Those who will achieve the target, they will get a complimentary gift or something like that. So this is the motivation ideas that you are going to, you know, because see, vehicle unloading, they are not unloading on time to time, so that affects on the driver fatigue. So this is the overall challenges, you know, such as we need to really address. And yes, definitely the time will pass, the things will change, and we are hopeful for on that. Yes, India has become the primary destination for logistic services, and this will grow. Of course, the rails are also improving, the roads conditions are improving, but yes, we need to watch very closely. We have to be participant, and we have to be very accountable when it comes to the challenge. Of course, challenge is there. I mean, that's the reason that why the people need, people like me and you need for this industry, because there are challenges, right? If there are no challenges, then we don't need people. So that's the challenges. There are some areas like in terms of software tool development, in terms of AI automations, in terms of road infrastructures. So there are some challenges, yes. And that's the challenges that we need to counter in the next coming days. Yes, okay. So yeah, that overall challenges that what we have covered today, I think mostly you have to just focus on three areas, whereas road, rail, and shipping port operations. Okay, mostly you have to remember a few points, such as three mode of transport, that is road, rail, and sea freight operations. Whereas 60 to 70% are logistics totally depend on the road infra, okay, and 20-28% is depend on the rail transport. Okay, so logistically, we are what needs to you have to remember is what are the challenges? Challenges mainly facing on the infrastructure, on the labors, training of the labors, and the under adaptations of the technology. Okay, so these are the points, and again I'm again repeating once more thing, go explore the things regarding today's topic, challenge, you know, some read some article in internet, there they says what are the present challenges in road transport, the union of trucks, you know, what are their challenges, understand the things, you know, read the news article very well, especially in this particular topic, that you'll get to know, and you'll find the key factors of present challenges. Okay, so yes, that's the end of the session for the logistic challenges. Okay, we'll meet our next session, that we will cover on the next topic in very detail. Okay, so thank you. Thanks for that. Thank you.